Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Well, we got a bombshell yesterday when the news came out that one of the most legendary coaches in Big 12 history, Bob Stoops, was retiring as head coach of the Oklahoma football program. To break this all down for us now is sports columnist and Clay Center, Kansas native, if I have my facts correct, Jenny Carlson. Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Good. Shout out to the Tigers. Way to go.
Rod Barleen was a college friend of mine, and you were, I believe, the sports director at the University Daily Kansan, and he would brag that he was from the same town as you. That's how I know that.
That's way too much inside baseball information right there, but it's true. That is all true. I would vouch for Rod, a classmate for sure.
Rockin' Rod Barleen did not know he was going to get mentioned on the radio today, but he just did.
big day for him, right?
Yeah, right. Big day in Oklahoma. I got this question from a friend of mine who's an Oklahoma fan yesterday. He said, well, you guys in the media always know that this stuff is going to happen before it does. I'm like, well, I'm not an insider at Oklahoma, so I had no idea, other than the rumblings you hear over the years that has Bob Stoops' time worn out at Oklahoma that I always would just discard. What about you guys? Did you see this coming, or did this one come out of left field?
Well, I think that the idea that Bob Stoops would walk away on his terms is not a surprise. I think that was always the thought. You know, he talked last season, I think it was actually a Big 12 media day last year, that, you know, he sort of didn't see this as a job he would still have when he was 85, but, you know, he was very happy with being at Oklahoma, very happy working for the bosses he had. But at the same time, you know, I think we all recognize that, you know, he comes from a family that his dad coached high school football, actually had a heart attack on the sidelines and died when Ron Stoops Sr. was 54, 2 years younger than Bob is currently. So, you know, there was no reason to think that Bob was in ill health. He kept himself in good shape. I think he really monitored his health. But, you know, I think there was sort of a thought, as several people have said, Steve Spurrier prime among them, that, you know, Bob Stoops was not necessarily a lifer in this profession. And yet I don't know that anybody thought that, the first week of June would be the time. But, you know, I think that some factors, you know, probably, you know, seeing where the program is, the fact that the, you know, next batch of players is on campus, you know, feeling like things were in a great place to hand off the program to Lincoln Riley. And in Bob Stoops' mind, the timing seemed right, even though for a lot of us it was a surprise. And I think everybody was surprised. The media was not sort of seeing this one coming, because I think for the most part in the last week or 10 days when Bob Stoops made this official in his mind, the circle that knew that was essentially him, his wife, David Boren, and Joe Castiglione, a university president, and the AD at OU. So this was not a broad circle. But then I think when Lincoln Riley's hiring, is made official, then you start to see regents, you know, and assistants to regents and regents' wives, and suddenly you've got a bigger group, and I think that's where you started to see that news get out yesterday. But it happened very quickly, for sure.
Okay, so you say that Bob Stoops, part of the reasoning here is that maybe this is the right time because he can leave the program in a good situation for someone else. Was he tired? Do you think he was tired of it? I mean, do you think he was tired of, in other words, it's like you lose two games as Bob Stoops at Oklahoma and people are bitching about what's wrong with the program, or you have the Joe Mixon situation take place and you take tons of heat from people on that. Was he tired of that stuff?
You know, I don't know if he was necessarily tired of, you know, the loss or two being the end of the world. But I think what you talk about with the Joe Mixon situation last year. There was also the revelation that Dede Westbrook had twice been arrested before he arrived at Oklahoma on essentially what's domestic abuse accusations. They were dropped ultimately, but those were arrests that the university was not even aware of. You know, I think those types of things, Bob Stoops has long been known as a coach that gives second chances. I mean, it's not blanket. I mean, they've definitely dismissed guys over the years, but his default is to try to help, is to try to follow through on those promises that are made in recruiting to moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, that we're going to take care of these kids as they arrive on campus. I mean, that's what recruiters say. That's what Bob Stoops says. And, you know, I think that part of it, you know, I think that had to wear on him, you know, to have made those promises to families and to recruits that, you know, we're going to treat these kids like our son, and then to have, you know, situations where, you know, how do you stand up and justify what's going on? How do you, you know, how do you say, yeah, we should have kept Joe Mixon on campus. Yes, we, you know, believe in him. I mean, those had to be really tough moments that really tore on Bob Stoops. And so, you know, yeah, the fans who get, you know, ready to get out the pitchforks and the torches when you lose one game, I'm sure that's annoying. But I think the thing that, you know, probably wore on him more was sort of the situation of how do you handle, you know, dealing with players that you really want to help and you really want to get to that next, you know, part of their football dream while they help you along. How do you manage that plus, you know, some of these situations that unfortunately always seem to come to light?
So Bill Snyder, I think, would be described by most people as a lifer. And as you said, I know that, you know, people like Steve Spurrier have said that's not Bob Stoops. But Bill Snyder retired once and then got away from it and realized, that's what I do, that's who I am, and went back at it. Do you think, I mean, I'm asking you to look into the future, but what are the odds that Bob Stoops at some point down the road, I'll use Dick Vermeil as another example, as a guy who got burned out and then came back. He's young enough that he could do it. What are the chances that we see Bob Stoops somewhere else coaching again someday?
Yeah, you know, I guess it's possible. I don't see it as extremely likely. I mean, I guess there's always that, you know, maybe, you know, Iowa's his alma mater. I mean, maybe one day Ferenz retires and they entice him. But, I mean, I think it would have to be a pretty rare exception down the road. You know, Bob Stoops has other interests. You know, he seems very hardcore football, but I think he actually does enjoy other things. I mean, I think he enjoys going and playing golf. I think he enjoys going to the beach and, you know, being with his family. They've got a house up in Chicago. They've got a property being built down in Florida, from what we understand. So, you know, they like to travel. They like to see things and do things. I think Bob likes to be somewhere where it's warm. So I suspect that he'll probably spend some time down in Florida. You know, so I think he's got some other stuff he would like to do and experience. His boys are about to be seniors in high school. He's got twin sons. So, you know, I'm sure there'll be some Friday night football games that he'll attend. I was actually sort of talking with his wife, Carol, and their oldest daughter, Mackie, who's still in college at OU, and she's in a sorority. And a couple times, you know, along the way, she was saying that, you know, she's asked her mom, I wonder if dad will come and do dad's weekend this year. Well, dad's weekend is always on a football weekend. So, you know, of course, Bob Stoops can't do a dad's weekend. But, you know, maybe there are some things that he can do that maybe he's never even thought about doing before that he might find fun and interesting and those sorts of things. So, yeah, Nate, I'm not saying that he might never stalk a sideline again. But I think that at least for the short term, I think there's a good chance Bob Stoops is going to find plenty to do and you know, sort of enjoy things for a while.
We're visiting with Jenny Carlson. You can follow her on Twitter at Jenny Carlson underscore OK, and it's JENNI Carlson. Let's talk about the move to Lincoln Riley. 33 years old as head coach. Like you said, it happened very quickly. Basically, within hours, you know, Stoops was out, Riley was in. Why is he, in the eyes of Oklahoma, the right man for the job right now?
Yeah, you know, listening to folks yesterday, you know, Joe Castiglione referenced the fact that he first ran into Lincoln Riley almost a decade ago. You know, Lincoln was a walk-on at Texas Tech and was running in the Mike Leach circles. That was the first guy he was really around, head coaching-wise at the college level. And, Joe Castiglione talked about the fact that even in his mid-20s when he met Lincoln Riley, Castiglione felt like this is an impressive dude. He's already got a lot of responsibilities, seems very polished, very professional. You know, sort of, you don't know at what point you might be wanting to hire a Lincoln Riley, but you sort of store that away in your brain. And I think that same opinion that Joe had of Lincoln Riley even almost a decade ago is one that held when he arrived on campus a couple years ago. A staffer said before Lincoln Riley ever coached a game, made the comment, "I think we found our next head coach." You know, this guy at that point, he's 31, hasn't called a play for the Sooners yet. You know, they haven't even started to have the dominance that they've had offensively these last couple years, and already, you know, he was just impressing people with his, his personality, the way he approached things. So I think he's got a lot of the same hallmarks that Bob Stoops had as a young coach. Bob was 5 years older than Lincoln when he took the Oklahoma job. But, you know, I don't necessarily know if, you know, Lincoln Riley's not your typical 33-year-old. I mean, he seems more mature. He seems older than that. Over the last couple of years had a chance to talk to people that, you know, knew him even back into childhood and say that's always sort of been him. He's just always been a guy that was older than his chronological age, even from a very young age in a very small town in Texas. So, there's no way to predict. You can't know for sure. You can never say if something's going to work out magnificently. You can't, I mean, nobody knew 18 years ago that Bob Stoops would still be the head coach at Oklahoma 18 years later and be the winningest coach they've ever had. But Lincoln Riley definitely has some of the same fingerprints that Bob Stoops had, just in the way that, you know, he approaches coaching, the way he approaches players, really connects with these guys, even the defensive guys. You know, there were several players there yesterday, and I think that he has even connected, even as the offensive coordinators last year, he has connected with guys on the other side of the ball. So I think he's the type of guy that, you know, has a lot going for him. Will it equate to, you know, 18 years and 190 victories? I have no idea, but I think at least from the start, he's a guy that can continue the continuity. They can keep the same staff in place. They can, you know, they've got a great team coming back. There's some certainty that, you know, they'll continue to be on this track. And I think that's a positive. I don't think you're going to have this massive overturn, to brand new stuff happening if they'd have gone out and hired, say, a sitting head coach. And so there's a lot of positives that make Lincoln Riley in and of himself a really good pick. And then you look more broadly at the fact that he can maintain a lot of consistency that, frankly, has proven pretty fruitful for the Sooners over these last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. There are freshmen at Oklahoma who don't remember the struggles that Oklahoma football had between Barry Switzer and Bob Stoops. You and I were in school when Kansas was routinely beating Oklahoma in football.
Right, right.
You know, at least on a relatively consistent basis. I remember a game at OU that KU won back then. And I guess that underscores the thing to me, which is when I felt like Bob Stoops was getting taken a little bit for granted at the end there, that there is no guarantee, even at a major powerhouse program like Oklahoma, that the next guy is going to succeed at the same level as a guy like Bob Stoops.
Yeah, for sure. And I think you're right. I mean, you mentioned, like, young players on this team don't remember that. Sometimes when I hear from, you know, longtime OU fans about, you know, how terrible Bob Stoops is over the last couple of years, I think they forgot about those days, too. You know, I think they got a little bit spoiled by what Bob Stoops and his staff, his players, his teams were routinely able to do. I mean, Oklahoma football had fallen far. I mean, they went 5 years without a winning season before Bob Stoops got there. Then his very first year, you know, they go to a bowl and they haven't not gone to bowl since. 18 consecutive bowl games for the Sooners. Just an unbelievable turnaround that happened extremely quickly, you know, and in his second year, they won a national championship. I think that, frankly, that probably almost hurt Bob Stoops. You know, I think that became the expectation. Well, you did it so soon. Just go do it again. You know, I think that became such a mark for a lot of fans that it was almost unrealistic. You know, and obviously they played in three more BCS national championship games. Went to the college football playoff 2 years ago. So, you know, tons of success, you know, just that consistent excellence that, you know, sometimes even the best programs will fall from. But Oklahoma for nearly two decades did not under Bob Stoops. So an unbelievable, unbelievable amount of excellence and consistency. You know, not only transformed Oklahoma football, but it transformed that athletic department. They, you know, have been able to do some things facilities-wise. They've been able to do some things in other sports that, frankly, if football wasn't going great, they probably wouldn't be able to do. And, you know, I think that is a testament to what they accomplished on the field, a testament to, you know, the way it made people feel and how it got, you know, people rallied behind the Sooners and really transformed so much that wasn't just about Saturdays in Norman.
Well, and congratulations to the Oklahoma softball team on that topic. Real quick, Jenny, before we let you go, and this whole topic has been about Bob Stoops because this signifies a seismic shift, I think, in what's about to happen in the Big 12 football-wise. But just curious, with what Kevin Durant's doing with the Golden State Warriors, I'm just wondering how it's being received in Oklahoma City. Is it just kind of like, let's pretend this isn't happening, let's not pay attention to the finals? I think it sucks for Oklahoma City. What's it like there right now?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit odd. I think if the finals were more competitive and if people were a little bit more enticed to watch, you know, it may even be more noticeable. But I think because it's been sort of a snoozer of a postseason, and then, you know, obviously until last night, you just didn't even hardly have competitive games in the first two games of the finals. You know, I'm not sure people are like rapt attention to sit at home and watch these finals games. So, you know, obviously people are aware of what the Warriors are doing. They're obviously aware that, you know, Durant's having a great finals. And, you know, so I think that, you know, obviously it's hard for people to see this, to experience what Durant's doing. But at the same time, he was great here for 9 years. I mean, yes, they didn't get a championship. Everybody knows that. But, you know, to say that we didn't see some of these great moments ourselves in person, you know, down the street at the peak. I mean, of course, we saw big shots. We saw, you know, the growl. We saw the flexing. We saw all that. You know, we saw it happen with our own eyes. It just didn't happen in a dominating final. So, you know, obviously he's playing for a team where it's easier. I mean, they've got, you know, three guys that are all-stars beside him. I mean, we've not really ever seen a collection of talent like this in one spot. So, of course, it's going to be easier. But, you know, I think that it is hard for people. But to say that, you know, this is something new, we saw this a lot. We saw a lot of Kevin Durant do some of these very same things for a long time here in Oklahoma City. So while it may not be easier for people to see that right now, that's the truth. You know, we saw a lot of this before.
Hey, Jenny, thanks so much for the time and the insight. It's going to be very interesting to see the way the Big 12 changes in college football in particular, and hopefully we talk to you again real soon.
You got it, Nate. Thanks so much.
All right, that is Jenny Carlson. Nice enough to take some time to give us the latest on this Bob Stoops retiring and Lincoln Riley in as the new head coach at Oklahoma. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.